Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Drive Time with Katie Hannan and Cullum O'Mungoyne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, going back to the story on Iran, the Taoiseach said he would favour additional sanctions on Iran given the repression of protests there by the government. Speaking in Cork today, he said, "I think we need an end to the repression that's going on in Iran. It's a very repressive regime, anti-democratic, very authoritarian, that undermined the rights of women for quite a long time. The sanctions have had an impact economically on Iran and continue to have an impact. I would prefer additional sanctions. I think the outside world needs to be very careful that we don't indirectly, if you like, give the sort of succour to the administration," referring there to, of course, the administration's allegations that the protesters who are complaining about the regime are somehow in league with people outside of the country. If there's further developments on that, we'll bring them to you during the programme. Have a listen to this.
I've made a promise to my mum that I wouldn't swear, but what the f***? Holy s***. Sorry, mum. There's two groups of people that I would really just love to talk about.
Now, if you caught Éireann Doherty's unfiltered acceptance speech at the Golden Globes last night, you might have thought it was just a slip of the tongue. But according to new research, that F-bomb might actually be the reason she's at the top of her game. A new study suggests that swearing isn't just a lapse in etiquette, it's a performance enhancer that unlocks hidden strength and focus. I'm joined now by study author Dr. Richard Stevens, senior lecturer in psychology at Keele University in the UK. You're very welcome, Richard.
Hello, thanks for having me on.
So first of all, can you tell us a little bit more about this study and how you went about it?
Yeah, sure. So we've done a few studies now that show that swearing can help people tolerate pain for longer and can help them do strength tasks kind of for longer as well. And the point of this study was to try and understand the psychology of why. So what we did was we had people sitting on their chair and lifting their body weight off the chair and resting on their hands, so their feet are off the floor and they're holding their weight. Hold that position as long as you can. And we compared that repeating a swear word of your choice with a neutral word. And yet people will hold that position for longer with the swear word. So swearing, it helps us in certain situations.
Once or repeatedly? The swear
they were
word,
repeating
I mean.
It every couple of seconds they were repeating it, but not yelling or shouting, just repeating it in a kind of steady, even voice.
So what do we, like, why? Why do we think this is helpful in this situation? What is it about a swear word that makes it different from any other word?
Well, in one word, it's disinhibition, right? By swearing, we're kind of breaking through kind of social boundaries, social repression, and that allows us to push ourselves a little bit further than we might otherwise do, and in fact tap into kind of resources that we've got at our disposal but we just don't always kind of use fully, or it takes us a while to get to the point of using them fully. Swearing helps us get there quicker and give it our all, go for it.
It's kind of release your inner wild man, is it? Throw off the vestiges of civilization and just go full primal.
It is basically that, yeah, as simple as that. And obviously that's not always going to be a good idea, but in some situations we overthink and we hold ourselves back. And I think swearing in those situations can just give us that little boost.
I wonder though, because swearing is so cultural as well. I mean, I think Irish people are more given to sweariness than perhaps, say, American people. I think Americans might be more, would hold back or be more shocked at some of the very casual swearing that happens in general Irish conversation.
Running the world.
Indeed. So how do you account for that, Richard?
Yeah, I mean, there will be regional differences, and maybe there are different words that would work better for an Irish person compared with an American, or maybe, I mean, we have done research before that shows the amount you swear in everyday life. If you swear a lot in everyday life, it kind of dilutes that effect when you really need it. So people who swear a lot may not get that same benefit when they've got a situation where it might help them.
Yeah, we have a text in here from Ed saying, "I don't trust people who don't swear. If somebody yells sugar instead of S-H-I-T-E when they drop a hammer on their toe, that person is hiding something."
Yeah, and there's stuff out there on that. That kind of idea has been researched. The idea is someone who swears in front of someone else, they're unfiltered. You're getting the real deal. They're not trying to put on any kind of appearance. And so you can trust them more. And there is data out there that does back that up. So, yeah, he's right.
And what about the choice of word? I mean, you're trying to achieve the same thing, but it's breaking the cultural taboo is the power, is it?
Well, that's a really interesting question, actually. You assume so, right? But no one's really looked at that. And that's something that I've got myself and my students are looking at this year. Is the tabooness the source of the power? So is a more taboo word going to give you a bigger effect than a less taboo word? And in science, we call that a dose response effect. So that's a study that we're kind of running and planning at the moment.
And what if we run out of the power of the words? I mean, is it time in the year that's in it with Hamnet doing the rounds, is it time for Gadzooks to be brought back?
Yeah, I mean, okay, language evolves all the time. And so what shocks society, what's taboo, or what will be the swear words of the future. We'll see what they become. But I think swear words serve a purpose, right? Because if they didn't, we wouldn't use them. I think actually swearing is a cheap, readily available, calorie neutral, drug-free means of self-help. And we'll just invent new swear words if the old ones stop doing it for us.
That is excellent advice, I have to say. Dr. Richard Stevens, many thanks for that. That's Dr. Richard Stevens, Senior Lecturer in Psychology at Keele University in the UK.
I think that's one field that Kildare could beat Kerry in.
I'd say we'd give you a good run for your money now, but...
We'll see. We'll see afterwards. We'll put our hands on the chair and try and lift our body weight, and we'll give it our best. All right. We'll be back in a minute.